like pack searching through a 7-Eleven. So are the days of our cards.
G'day everyone, welcome to Days of Our Cards with the Mojo King. Today, this is episode 3. I've got a special guest on the line over the phone, so hopefully this comes through nice and clear. It's the one, the only, it's Robert Verhoeve. Say hello, Rob.
G'day, Steve. G'day, everyone. How are you going?
And we're going to discuss the season so far and what we see as the what's going to happen come finals time. But before we do that, I want to talk a little bit about Rob. What got you into collecting, Rob?
Oh, look, I started collecting when I was probably about 8 or 9 years old, and like most kids in those days, in the late 70s, early 80s, just collecting the Scanlons, taking the school, doing the trades and everything like that, and it never really stopped. It's just continued ever since then.
Just footy, what else are you into?
Footy, I'm into a bit of NBA, which started, I guess, a little bit later than that, and also the cricket cards. I was always into the cricket cards as well. Love my cricket, and used to save the pocket money and head down to the corner shop to get those cards every time.
How good were the cards with the Chewies in them?
Oh, that first card on top of the pack that had that storm of the Chewy dust.
The Chewy dust, yes, yes.
Chewy dust was always good, and you'd sweep that one off, and that card would always smell a little bit sweeter, I think.
Oh, always, always.
Usually Vinnie Cotoggio or someone like that.
Yeah. Now, your background, your sporting career?
My sporting career? Well, I was a failed footballer. Played VFA under-19s before I moved to Queensland.
Yep.
And I was hopeless. Moved up to Queensland and became an umpire.
Okay.
I umpired in the VFL, got to reserve grade level in the VFL, and I loved it. It was just another way of being involved at a high level without being able to play. So I recommend it to anyone, really, to get into umpiring, to be involved in sport. It's a great way.
And you were born in Melbourne?
Born in Melbourne, yeah, born and bred in Melbourne, with most of my kid life out in the western suburbs.
Yep.
Where Dad had a business, played cricket for Footscray, and then moved to Queensland when I was 17.
Okay, nice. Now, with your collecting, you don't just collect cards, you collect a bit of everything, don't you? Jumpers?
I love the sports memorabilia, and really the stranger or the weirder, the harder to get, I love even more, so footy jerseys. In particular, the player-issue jerseys, match-worn ones. I've got a collection of about 80 different Brisbane Bears, Brisbane Lions, and Fitzroy jerseys over the years, and also picked up some Suns jerseys over the years as well from being just around the corner from the Suns home ground as where I live.
And you're a lifetime member of Fitzroy and Brisbane?
I joined Fitzroy in 1980. It was my first year I was a member of Fitzroy as a kid, one of those... what were they called? The squadron? The junior squadron?
Yeah.
I was a junior squadron member there. And in 1987, was a foundation member of the Brisbane Bears, which I did. It was a bit weird because I did it because in those days, if you're a member of a team, you had access to finals tickets first.
Okay.
So I knew I was moving to Brisbane, and I thought, well, there's no one else who's going to be a Brisbane member, so I might just join the Bears and not have to queue up with anyone. And it was the smartest move I ever made because for the years that I was in Melbourne, I forget, in those days, being a member of a club got you a grand final ticket. So that's how I used to get into the grand finals as a young bloke.
And you've seen a few crackers over the years?
I've seen my first grand final was in 1984. My uncle was a Hawthorne member. And he got a ticket.
You know how funny that is? That was my first grand final as well.
See, it was an absolute ripper. So yeah. It was just a fantastic game. And I'll never forget. I guess in those days, 83... 84 was when I started going to finals games.
Yep.
And 1984, the second semi-final, I, to this day, say it's the best game of footy I've ever seen. And 84 was just a ripping grand final. Leon Baker and kicking that goal and acting like a tool after he kicked it.
He did, yeah.
Because it was a pretty special kind of day for, I think, the Essendon fans then, because they'd been punished the year before. So
that was the first year I understood what... I was only a young bloke then. I think I was 9. But my old man had 3 tickets and we ended up selling one at the front. So,
well, we had the same with the semi-final because my uncle had gone and got tickets and my dad had gotten tickets.
Okay.
At the front trying to sell the tickets before we went into the game.
Yep.
Which was, in those days, every final was pretty much a sellout.
Yeah, it was, very much so.
was massive. And you used to have to queue up at the MCG to get your tickets.
That's right. Correct.
Which was, I remember Dad taking me for the grand final that year. Dad and my uncle went and we queued up at the MCG for, God, 6 hours or so.
Now, the balloons. Should the balloons be back at grand final?
Look, I'm not a fan of birds. So, if I hurt a few birds, I'm not too worried. I think the balloons were fantastic.
They were good.
At the same time, get Sandy Roberts and Peter Landy back as well.
Why not? Exactly.
That's what footy was all about. I mean, maybe get Greg Champion to sing his one day. What was his song about the grand final?
The thing about...
Final song he sang as well.
Yep.
Greg Champion and Mike Brady sing a few songs.
That's correct. Mike Brady should be at every grand final.
We don't need Meatloaf. Needs Meatloaf when you got Mike Brady.
Oh, exactly, and that's the tradition. You want Mike Brady. I mean, you've heard the songs 500 times, but up there, Kazaley, come on.
You only hear it in September, that's all.
Yeah, true.
I hear it. Is there another time of the year you need it? No.
No, you don't.
Maybe have Paul Kelly. He can come and sing his general through the grand final.
Yeah, that's become folklore now, hasn't it, that song as well?
The MCG song, yeah, so let's just stick with that. So, yeah, so that was my first grand final, and then... didn't go to any until 1992. So in 1992, I was given an award for umpiring up here, and the prize was a ticket down to the grand final.
Okay.
Which was fantastic. And from then on, I missed a couple of grand finals until 2000. And from 2000, I haven't missed one since.
So you missed the Angry Anderson Batmobile in 91?
I didn't see that. Would have been a pretty special kind of one. Batmobile a couple of years ago at the MCG when they brought it out of retirement for the grand final week. But missed that one out of VFL Park. That would have been special. We only talked about VFL Park a little while ago, weren't we?
We were, exactly. Well,
fantastic place.
Why I've got you here today? You're an expert on footy. You love your footy. You watch it all.
Or football. Yep.
Obsessed.
Obsessed.
We're going to discuss what we think's going to happen. Who's going to make the finals and what's going to happen in the finals. But before we do, we'll give a little rundown on each of the teams that aren't a chance. And we'll start with your beloved Brisbane. What have you thought this season about them?
I've been really proud of them this year, to be honest. I started the season, and as a diehard Lions fan, it wasn't about wins and losses. For me, it was about percentage. I didn't want to see us getting blown out of the park and having a percentage in the low 60s again. I mean, that killed me last year, seeing... I think we finished with 61.6 or 60.6, something like that.
Yeah.
So, you know, we've had 5 wins now. And I think, to be honest, pretty proud of where they're at the moment. And I think the future is not too bad. So it might take a couple of years, but, if they keep having a dip, I'm prepared to be optimistic about the future for sure.
Well, next we'll go with my Blues. And I'm a bit the same way. I can see the process happening. I love the coach. I think he's doing a great job. They're following his lead.
Yep.
There's hope, but hope is a tricky word because I've had hope before.
But it's got to do with what happens in the off season with Carlton.
Yep.
I mean, the names that they're throwing around in Kelly and Hopper, if they were to come to the team, but then
going to probably lose Gibbs.
Gibbs and Casbolt's another interesting one if something happens there. I think it's got a lot to do with how Carlton's future will be in the short term. Brendan Bolton, he's on the right track.
He's on the right track. I can see where they're going. I like the way they're playing. The kids coming through good. But yep. I don't know. I used to like going... It's strange. Once you have the hope, you have expectations and you get let down. When the last few seasons for me, I had no expectations, so nothing really... got me down, but this year I've been more excited than more upset that we didn't do something. But the honourable losses thing, I'm over. Hopefully next year we can turn those into a few wins.
Yeah, because if you have a look again, the percentage for Carlton,
yep,
it's in the 80s.
Yeah, it's about 80 at the moment. Yep,
that's right. So it's not blowouts.
Correct. We've been in most games. We've only been blown out about 2 or 3 times all year. I'll take that at this stage.
Definitely an improvement for our clubs, I think.
Yep, definitely on the improve. The Kangas, interesting team.
Very interesting, the Kangas. I mean, they're exactly where I expected them to be this year. You can't throw out 1,200 games of experience and not expect to to hit rock bottom. But they've been in games that they shouldn't probably have been in too.
Well, you got to remember they've lost what, 5 games under a goal.
But their percentage at the moment is 85-86.
Yep.
Very, very strong for a team that's only won 5 games. But again, they are going to rely upon. They're relying upon, funnily, the same bloke that you guys are relying upon. If they can get a Josh Kelly to the team,
yeah,
they can make a move. But if they don't, I fear that they might take a few more years to rebound than maybe the supporters will have patience for.
As we sit here today, it is the 13th of the 8th, so people know the date. Chris Scott gone or staying?
Oh, look, my mail's been since the start of the season that Chris Scott will be up here coaching the Gold Coast next year, and I still believe that to be true.
Okay.
I don't think North Melbourne will see him as being the person to take them from the bottom.
Do you reckon that'll affect any of their trades coming in?
Well, I mean, I think that any negotiations that they've been having would be well and truly with the thought that a new coach was coming on board. If that was the case, it was interesting to see Sportsbet open the market that had Brad Scott at 40-1 for the Gold Coast job, and within half an hour, he's in the 5-1.
Yeah.
I think the whisper's out there in a lot of places. Whether the dominoes fall into place that'll allow him to get to the Gold Coast, I don't know. But I guess we'll talk about them in a second.
True. Okay, the team that's down the road from you, the Gold Coast Suns.
Yeah. What do they need, mate? They need to start again.
They do, don't they? Their build compared to the GWS build is...
They put every egg in the basket of Gary Ablett.
Yeah, they did.
They put Jared Vernon around him. Well, that was a mistake. Nathan Cracker.
Bock.
They're all gone. You know, the only one that's still around... Oh, they've got two. They've got Ruscatelli, who's been played with injury.
Yep.
And Harbrow, who I really don't... He's a good player.
Yeah.
He's not a match winner.
Nah. He's not. He's a good player.
Yeah, they really need to. I mean, it was good that they were able to keep on Stephen May. Stephen May was a good re-signing for them.
And he's a champion. I think he's a great player, Stephen May.
Great player. But they need to keep the other bloke down the other end, Tom Lynch.
Yeah, exactly.
He's a massive key. He's out of contract at the end of next season. And, you know, the Victorian clubs will come with checkbooks open for him.
He's probably the best big man forward, bar Josh Kennedy.
Yeah, probably. Playing in a team that delivers the footy to him like they do.
Yes.
You know, he's done very well to be where he is, but I think, again, another disappointing year for Gold Coast.
Yeah, exactly. You had him at finals at the start or close?
No, not at all. Look, when you live up in this area and you know the culture around the club there, it doesn't surprise me where they're at. You know, I'm at the club often with different work functions and things like that with the AFL up here.
Yeah.
The feeling is still of a holiday destination, even for the players. They're going a long way to fixing that with the facilities and everything. People find it hard to believe that they didn't have a gym until 6 months ago.
Jeez, okay.
It was a tin shed. They had the gym equipment in and at the back. Their offices were in prefab units just at the back of Metricon.
That's not good in a professional era, is it?
No, and that makes it, I think it makes it hard, and that rubs off on players, and the Lions have got the same problem, which they're in the process of getting fixed as well. The facilities were just second rate, so it just never felt like that they would take the steps forward until they really, you know, put some time and effort into that kind of the off-field stuff.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm not surprised with Gold Coast now.
No. All right, next on the menu is Freo, who I think 8 wins... I think they'd take that at this stage. They lost a lot of losing Pav last year, rejigging their playing style a little. 8 wins, about where they should be?
I think so. I think they've done well, actually. I've probably been blown out a few too many times.
Yeah, I agree with that.
You know, yesterday's loss to Sydney, you shouldn't lose by 100 points to Sydney.
Nah, definitely not.
Sydney are a great team, don't get me wrong, but they're not a team that puts 22 goals on you most times. So they'll normally win by kicking 15 goals.
Yeah, correct.
That was that kind of stuff, and I think I'm not a Ross Lyon fan at all, actually. I don't like his style of football, but I'm definitely a fan of his press conferences, and I think anyone who hasn't seen the one that he delivered yesterday should get onto the AFL website and have a look.
Oh, I haven't seen that one yet. What a beauty.
He talks about polishing things. So he says you can't polish that performance.
Okay. Well, another team we're going to have to... Another team we're putting the line through for the season is Hawthorn.
Yeah, you're putting a line through them?
8-10 with a draw. They need everything to go right. I can't see them making the finals.
Surely this was the year they had to have.
But 8 wins, look, at the start, with that start they had, you would have thought, gone.
Well, I mean, today there's still mathematically a chance of making the finals.
They are, but they need to win all three.
And they would need miracles.
Miracle. They need the Dogs and West Coast not to win a game, which...
Yeah, so very, 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 very unlikely, 0.01% of a chance maybe, but to be even in that position, I think they've done brilliantly. How do you think they'll go next year? No Hodge? Does Burgoyne go on?
I think he'd have to with the season. Burgoyne's a bloke that the last 2 years... I rated him as a good player, but the last 2 years he's gone up a notch. He's an absolute champion, that bloke.
I saw an interview with Clarkson where he said he sat down with Burgoyne when he signed him and said, mate, can you give me 2 seasons?
Yep.
And, what's that, 7 years ago now?
Correct.
He's one of the most underrated players to play the game.
Well, yeah, exactly. He has to go on, I think.
He's got 4 premierships as well now, hasn't he?
He does.
So, yeah.
They'll lose Gibbo from the back line, surely.
He's hardly been there this year anyway.
So they will lose some experience.
They've got some good kids coming through.
And may pick up one of the big guns in the trade period.
Hawthorn will do what Hawthorn do, don't they?
Yep.
They've been a destination club, but, you know, it doesn't take much for a destination club to be on the down and, you know, players look elsewhere, so...
Yeah, correct.
You know, you never know. You never know with those kind of things, so...
The Ty Vickery deal, probably a failure.
Oh, massive failure. It was great to see, and I'm sorry to any Hawthorn supporters. We've got on the right end of nearly every trade deal in the last 10 years, so it's good to see that they're actually human and can make mistakes.
Yeah, correct.
Ty Vickery was a mistake, but then, flip the coin over, Tom Mitchell. What a gun. What a gun. You take Sam Mitchell out of your midfield, and you think, where are we going to find someone that can get in there and get to the possessions and, get in there and extract the ball out of the pack, and there walks Tom Mitchell.
Will Jager come back next year and make a big difference?
Look, I think that was a massive risk they took. I don't know. Look, the jury's out for me.
You hope the kid comes through, but...
You hope he can. I mean, I remember Tim Watson saying he was the best midfielder he'd seen at age.
Yep.
So, and certainly the early games he played up here on the Gold Coast for an 18-year-old kid was spectacular.
Yeah,
hope he does. I don't know. The injury that he's had, it was horrific. You know, to break your kneecap is just, as I say, most players never come back from that, and the kids at least played some footy. So
yeah, true. Look, yeah, hopeful. I think. What do you think, the Hawks? Same next year, or?
I think they'll push very close for a top 8 next year.
Without Hodgie and Gibbo and the bunch.
Yeah, I think they'll. Look, if they hadn't started 0-5 this year. You know, what are they after that? They're 8-5 in a draw after that.
They are, yeah, and probably very in form. Pushed a lot of the big teams.
Yeah, they could for bottom end of the 8. Whether that's what they need or not, because, you can rebuild. And I think, there's teams, and we'll talk about them later on, that have rebuilt for years.
Yep.
By finishing middle of that pack. And whether that will actually help a Hawthorn or not, I don't know.
I suppose the one thing on the downside for them is their draft picks this year, they've got none, have they?
They've given up their first round again.
Yeah.
The Saints have got that. They didn't have one until the 80s last year or 70s, did they? So.
No. Burton's come along. He's...
He'll win a rising star.
He's been a revelation.
Yeah. Best rookie that we've seen all year.
Okay, we go on to Collingwood, who I'm putting the line through as well.
I know a few people that are going to be unhappy to hear you put a line through them.
They're gone.
They're gone. I've got one guy in particular that I know will probably turn off now.
Okay.
He will probably turn off because I told him he needed a miracle, and he proceeded to provide me how that miracle was going to pan out 30 times. That's what I love about Collingwood supporters and Collingwood as a club, because they never give up.
They never do, no.
Look, my ladder predictor hasn't finished in 13th. I don't think they win another game this year.
They play Port today. I don't think they'll beat Port.
I don't think they'll beat Port. I think they've got North Melbourne next week, have they? They've got next week. They've got Geelong and then Melbourne. I've actually got them winning one of the games against Geelong and Melbourne.
Yep.
But for them to make the finals, they have to beat Port, Melbourne and Geelong and rely on miracles. It's just not going to happen.
No.
But I hope they re-sign Buckley and do it soon.
You hope they re-sign him?
Yeah, because he'll keep them in around about the same place on the ladder. I think they need a change. In all honesty, I think they need a change. But do you see them doing that?
The longer this went on, the less likely it's going to happen. I think they'll re-sign him.
Yeah, for sure. I think Eddie's invested too heavily in him, is my thought.
But, you know, things can turn around. Richmond with Hardwick, Bomber Thompson with the Cats, you don't know.
12 months ago, we were laughing at Richmond for re-signing Hardwick.
We were.
And I remember 12 months ago, Hardwick said that he had the best young list in the AFL.
He did, and everyone was laughing at him. And
even Mr. Hardwick was laughing at him. But 12 months later, and you know, they're the best list, but they're certainly up there.
So Collingwood next season, what do you think? Same position?
I can't see them improving until what worries me with Collingwood is that they need someone down back.
Yeah.
So if they can jag a Jake Lever or something like that, that will help immensely. But they've got this midfield which is elite. They've got a forward and defence that are far from elite. And I fear that for them, that by the time they actually mature those players, the Darcy Moores and those guys, that the midfield might be too old.
Yeah, agree.
Probably around the same. They might. When you look at the ladder, mate, there's no team that can't say next year they can't push the bottom end of the eight. And I think that'll be one of those.
Well, yeah, when the bottom team's on 5 wins, it doesn't take much to get up, does it?
No, that's right.
Well, they're the teams that can't make it. Now we'll start looking at the teams that can. The Saints will start in 11th position on 40 points with a massive game today against Melbourne. For me, they've been disappointing this year.
They have. It was Melbourne or St Kilda at the start of the year. One of those two teams I felt was going to make a massive leap.
Yeah, same.
And today we've got them in round 21 playing off with a loser effect, and especially with the loser St Kilda with their percentage.
Yeah.
They won't make it. And I think Melbourne will be too strong today, so I don't think St Kilda's
It's late. At the G today, so yeah, I'm with you. I've tipped
at
Melbourne.
G. And then St Kilda's next two games, I do have North Melbourne at Etihad, which is a game that you'd pencil them in.
Yeah.
Because I'm just not quite sure that North Melbourne are trying to win as hard. Well, the coaching staff aren't trying to win, so I'll give St Kilda that. But I've got the Tigers at the MCG. The Tigers will not drop that game.
No. If they do, they'll go into the finals limping.
They won't be top four if they do, and they can't afford that.
No. So we're saying Saints still a chance to make the finals or they're gone?
I've got them finishing 12th on my ladder predictor.
I can't see them making the finals. Unless they pull off a miracle today and beat Melbourne.
Yep. Oh, yeah, everything. And that's a great thing about this season. Everything can change within a week. But sitting here now, I can't see them making it.
No, me either. Next up, Essendon.
I've got them making the finals. How about you?
I've got them winning their last two games, so they'll finish with 48 points.
48 points will make it.
Yeah, but there's a... Yeah, maybe.
48 points will make it on the basis that they've got a percentage of about 105 at the moment.
Correct.
They've got the Suns. And look, the Suns... I watched them closely last night. The Suns came out playing like Dean Solomon for the first half an hour.
They did.
And then fell apart. You know, I can't see them giving Essendon any trouble next week.
The thing is, the last round away to Freo. Oh, no, at home to Freo.
Home to Freo at Etihad.
They'll win. Yeah, they will finish with 48 points.
And for me, the biggest surprise of the year is Essendon. I knew they had players coming back and all the rest of the hoopla. They've come from stone motherless last.
Oh, they've picked up a great kid in that... the kid running off the back line.
McGrath.
Yeah,
what's happened to Aaron Francis?
Yeah, he seems to have fallen away. Parrish has been good, but yeah, Francis is just...
12 months ago, Aaron Francis was going to be the next Hurley.
Yeah.
But no, look, I think they've done an excellent job of wrestling this year, but they've got a great coach, they've got a good system, and yeah, I think they sneak in for me.
They sneak in, all right. Yeah, I think you might be right. They'll definitely finish with 48, and that gives you, with their percentage, it's an extra win, really.
Yep, exactly.
The D's in ninth spot, 40 points. Should beat Saints today. Play Collingwood in the last round.
They've got a bye next week against Brisbane.
They could win all three.
They could win all three. I've got them winning two out of three. I think they're a little bit inconsistent still.
Yep.
I think they win today and next week. And it wouldn't surprise me if Collingwood, you know, rolled them in the last round in a game that won't mean much to Melbourne. I think they'll start their place in the finals by around 22.
Okay, yeah, well, they've got a nice percentage as well of 105, so...
Yeah. So for me, they're the other team that sneak in.
So we've got to get two out now.
Yeah.
The Western Bulldogs sitting in eighth spot, defending the premiership. They still look dangerous to me. I don't know. They've had a, you know, inconsistent season, I guess, but can they pull it together?
But I don't know that you can win the grand final when you finish ninth.
You've got them ninth.
I've got them ninth, yeah. I can't see them making it. They've got two very difficult games the last two. Hawthorn.
Yep, they've got the Hawks.
Port away. It's Port away at home. Mm. So Port's at Etihad as well.
Port they could beat, possibly.
Yeah, look, I definitely. I had them beating Port. The Hawks, Hodgie's last game, Friday night footy.
Yeah, I can see him dropping that.
I can see him dropping that as well. I have him just outside. I've got him on 12 wins, but with a inferior percentage.
That's a tough one. Yeah, they might miss.
I mean, have a look at the team they put out against the Giants on the weekend. Their back line was decimated from premiership defence. No Johannesson, no Easton Wood. Hamlin's gone to another club. They're just not the same team they were, unfortunately. And I put them fair square in the same basket as Hawthorn 2009.
Yeah,
won a premiership early. This is a good football team, and they will be a very good football team going forward. But they've stolen a premiership early. Even if you have a look at the type of players, like Crawford was running around in 2008, won the premiership. I know Bob Murphy didn't get one, but it had that elder statesman at the same time.
Yep.
And whether or not they can pull it off, I don't know.
I had heard a rumour about the Dogs that the bloke at my post office is an AFL umpire. He reckons that Travis Cloke will retire at the end of the year.
Oh, that won't surprise. That was a confusing recruitment for me. I couldn't see where they got benefit out of that.
Yeah.
But, you know, they've just got to get some boy on the field. A kid can play, there's no doubt about that. I mean, you and I were at the grand final last year.
Yeah, he should have been Norm Smith medalist for mine.
He was the most influential player out there.
He was. Do they go after a Tippett?
Tippett. Geez, you're chasing at your own risk, don't you?
Yeah, you do. It's probably in the same, you know, basket as Cloke.
He probably is, but look, I guess it depends if Tippett's got any family in Footscray that he wants to live near. I'm not bitter about that still, but anyway. Maybe a Tippett, maybe he's a good fit. Maybe he is a good fit, because they've got the young ruckman coming through. They've got English. They've got Boyd. Tippett might just give them that spare forward. What happened to Jakey Stringer, though? Where's he gone?
Exactly. He's gone backwards.
He has gone backwards. And maybe, and I heard this on one of the radio stations this week, maybe he needs to go backwards, like to the fence.
Run off
half-back and just get that mojo back.
He's a big boy. He could play there.
He could play off half-back and he'd terrorise a few players down there. And, you know, speak down and kick goals from outside 50 as the game has evolved into.
Correct.
If it wasn't for Marcus Bontempelli this year, they're not even close.
What a star the Bont is. He's legends growing by the year.
Heads and shoulders above every other player in that club. Heads and shoulders above most players in the AFL. Just fantastic player.
Good draft that's becoming, that draft he was in.
Yeah, it's become a quality draft. Yeah, Bontempelli, you're right there. I'm a Brisbane supporter, obviously, in those glory years. Yep. Bontempelli is taller and heavier than Daniel Bradshaw, who was our key position forward.
There you go.
And that's where the game's gone.
It has, yeah. Look at Patrick Cripps. Look at a lot of those big fellas.
Yeah, they're all massive midfielders now, and yeah, that's where the game's going. That's where the Bulldogs in years to come will be well and truly looked after.
Yeah, definitely. West Coast Eagles on 44 points with a tough run home.
Does Richo listen to these?
Yeah, Richo will listen, I think.
Richo will listen. And look, he's been telling me for ages that the Eagles have no chance of making the finals.
Well, they've got GWS in Sydney and then Adelaide Crows on the run home.
Could you get, well, throw Geelong in there, but you couldn't get too tough of teams, really.
No. And their percentage is healthy, but they have to win one of those games.
They do. The only, I think Eagles fans will be looking very, very closely at what happens next for the Swans.
Yep.
I think the Crows beat the Swans, and the Crows have locked up top position. You never know what might happen in that last round.
Correct.
But if the Swans roll the Crows, then I can't see the Eagles having a manpower to be the full-strength Crows.
Well, pretty much the Crows have got the top two spot anyway. Geelong can't catch them, even if they won both games with their percentage.
That's right. They're probably pretty much signed up already, haven't they?
They have. They're 6 points ahead of the Giants, and they're 8 points ahead of Geelong with a 30% better percentage.
Well, that would be the only thing I'd be hoping for if I was an Eagles fan. But, look, even if I muck around with the old ladder predictor that I've got open in front of me, if I beat the Crows in round 22, I have them sneaking in and knocking Melbourne out by 0.4%.
Well, there you go.
So
I can't see him winning, unless, like you say, the Crows don't really care in that last game.
Yeah. I can't see that happening, that the Crows won't care, because I think they're a different... Adelaide, and we'll talk about them, but they're a different mindset to everyone else. They learned a very valuable lesson last year, that is, don't take your foot off the pedal in the last round.
Correct.
So I don't see them doing it, and that's why I probably still would be comfortable saying that Richo will be with us. It's funny, you can win 11 games or 5 games, but if you're not playing finals footy, you can't win.
It doesn't matter. Yeah, exactly right. There ain't no second prize.
That's what Carlton Lions fans will keep saying anyway.
Exactly. Port Adelaide, up and down. One minute they look like millionaires, the next they look like paupers.
Yeah, who's that beaten? I can't. Look, I've got them. You know, they'll play finals, obviously, but I don't know. Well, they've got all the ingredients to make a great team.
Paddy Ryder's been brilliant in the ruck. Robbie Gray's been superb all year.
Absolutely brilliant. Wingard, Dixon up forward.
Interesting game next week for them. Western Bulldogs.
Yep, at Etihad.
Yep.
It will define them, probably. I think, you know, Lee Matthews used to say that the game's 90% between the ears.
Yep.
If Paul can roll a Western Bulldogs, it's not going to really make much difference on where they finish. I think they finish fifth or sixth would be my whatever happens.
Yep.
But I think the confidence they could give them. And they are a scary good team when they're confident.
Oh, definitely.
They are a scary good team. They play some attractive footy, and as much as, you know, the old rivalry between the Lions and the Power go, it goes way back when, you know, the Power winning minor premierships and we were winning the premierships at the same time. I do enjoy watching the Power when they're playing well.
Yeah, they'll make the finals, but where they go, we don't know yet.
I actually did the actual finals predictor as well, and I had them basically dropping out first week, but
yep.
You know, you never know.
In the fifth spot at the moment, it's the Swans that are the Cinderella story, really, of the season.
Can you believe we're even talking about them?
No, 0-6 start, and possible fighting for a top four position. It's been unbelievable. They've been the informed side since round six.
Makes no sense. Brisbane played them in round seven.
Yep.
And 0-6, and they started as a $1.08 favourites for that game.
Which is insane, yep.
Yeah, you know, and they are, without a doubt, they're the most consistent football club we've had going. I mean, even Geelong have missed finals once.
Yeah.
They just never seem to bottom out.
Oh, look, they've been good for now. Poof, geez. We're talking, what, 04, 05, 06?
2003, we played them in a preliminary final.
There you go. So since 03.
Yep. and they haven't really stopped since. They are an amazing footy club. They reinvent themselves. They've got a coaching structure which is unlike anything else. You just know that there's going to be a day in which Jiu takes over from Bill Longmire.
Yeah, you do. And look, that blood's culture.
That is.
It's not just a name. It is. There is a culture there that everyone buys into, and if you don't, you're out the door.
We knew that John Longmire was taking over from Paul Roos.
We did.
And now we know just for one day.
Yep.
You just know he'll coach that club, and they are an amazing team. And I think they've got another premiership in them before Buddy retires.
I'm a Carlton supporter, but I'd love to see Buddy win a flag at the Swans. I said that last year to you. I was hoping they'd win against the Doggies, and the Doggies win this year. Buddy's grown on me. I never liked him at the Hawks. I never did.
Yeah.
But at the Swans, I like what he does.
At Hawthorn, I always thought Hawthorn would be a better team without Buddy.
Yeah, well.
He's the player forward I've ever seen in the last 15 years, but it just, with their structure with Ruffy and Buddy, I just didn't think it worked.
Yeah.
But in Sydney, he's a beast himself. And on that strange shaped ground that they have, which is different to everywhere else, he just seems to be able to excel.
He does.
On the surface, and he's a dead set gun.
I was thinking about things. Is he the most exciting player since, Gary Ablett?
You can't. He's the only comparison in excitement factor for players. How many other players, if the Swans are playing down the road at Carrara, I'm going to go because I want to watch Buddy Franklin.
And I'm the same with, if it's on and the Swans are playing, I'll sit there and watch the game. I think I've watched every Swans game this year just to watch Buddy. He puts asses in seats.
And you kind of expect him to kick six or seven goals. He doesn't. He kicks his two or three every
week.
He
does.
But there'll be a game when you pick his 13 and Anthony Hudson will go off his tree. Because he is that good. He is as good as it gets.
He is as good as it gets. Where do we see him? Yeah. They got a tough run home. Crows away.
Then they've got a massive round 23 game. I think they'll be okay, but I think they'll beat Carlton.
They'll beat us.
No, they've got a massive game next week. It's probably a good run for them to have, a big game. Do you have them making top four?
No.
No, I have them outside the top four.
If they could knock off the Crows, though, which, look, if any team was going to knock off the Crows in Adelaide, you'd pick them.
Yeah. If they knock off the Crows, they end up on 56 points and they still need...
They need a BWS result.
...AWS or Richmond to drop a game they shouldn't.
Yep.
But anything can happen. And in my mind, outside the top four at the moment, there's any team worth thinking about.
Correct, yeah. The team that's proved a lot of people wrong this year, the Tigers in fourth.
I didn't have them top four at the start of the year, but I had them top eight. What haven't they got, in my mind? They've got a forward line built around Jack Rewald. They've got a back line built around Alex Rance.
What a star Alex Rance is, too.
Yep, and a midfield that you die for.
Yeah, correct.
I just think they underperformed last year.
Yeah, definitely.
So
look, getting knocked out in finals every year in the first round, it's got to hurt.
It's got to. Hardwick has been able to reinvent them this year, and look, they're a sneaky chance.
Well, you've got them in top four.
I've got them in top four.
So they're going to get two chances.
They get two chances. One of them will be at the MCG, which is important.
Yeah.
And I think the way it's going, one of them will be against the non-Victorian team at the MCG, which I think makes a big difference.
Yes.
Because when that, and Hardwick talked about it yesterday at Skills Stadium, that, you know, that Geelong fan base that, you know, basically ruled that ground yesterday. And he talks about the Tiger Army. And when the Tiger Army are out, look,
the only thing I'll say with the Tiger Army, I was there with a friend of yours, Pete Horn, when they last played a final against the Kangas.
Yep.
And I reckon it was 90% Tigers and 10% Kangas, and the Kangas got up.
Yeah, I think they're a better team now.
Yeah.
North Melbourne were a pretty good team in those days. Look, I just hope that... The definition of a great AFL supporter is a Richmond supporter.
They
stand by your team through what they've gone through. You're an absolute champion, and I hope that they get a win for their team. But I don't finish in top four. I don't know how far they go after that.
Yeah.
But
you can't see them going out in straight sets.
No, I don't. I don't see them going out in straight sets this year. I have them. I haven't played in a preliminary final. I haven't played in a preliminary final against Geelong, which I think will be a massive game.
Ooh, if that takes place, that's huge.
That's my way to predict how it's gone, and I mean, we don't know. It will change next week, but I've got them that close. I think they could play in a grand final. I think they're ready.
If they got to a grand final, it would be massive.
You've got that Saturday off, haven't you?
I do have that Saturday off.
Keep it off because we're going.
It would be huge. The Cats now. Everyone said relying on two blokes, but geez, they keep pulling out wins.
They do. I guess it's in my heart I want them to fall over every time. Not because any other reason, they've just had their run.
Yeah.
But they keep being able to, well, they're a destination club. They keep being able to get a Lockie Henderson. And have you noticed that they do it exactly the opposite way to Hawthorn? Hawthorn have gone out when they needed a defender. They got Brian Lake and Josh Gibson.
They did.
Or Burgoyne. When they needed a ruckman, they got McAvoy.
Yep.
When they needed a centreman, they got Mitchell. Geelong don't. Geelong go out and get the best player available in free agency.
They do, yeah.
They've got the Hendersons, they've got the Dangerfields, and they've just made it work.
Zach Tuohy's been very good for them this year.
Zach Tuohy's been fantastic for them.
Very good. And they keep bringing a kid or two pop through, stand up when one of the big boys are out, Salwood or Dangerfield.
Yeah, I do worry more about this. I don't know that their depth is as good in the midfield. But Richmond, they got over Richmond yesterday. I just think Richmond mentally weren't ready for that game. I think they were ambushed, Richmond. I don't think they expected what they got.
Yeah.
On the big stage at the MCG, they need Dangerfield himself or Selwood. If they don't have Selwood, they don't win the premiership.
Dangerfield's a big game player.
Dangerfield's legendary. He'll go down as one of the best ever when he's finished.
He's built for September.
He is. But so is Selwood.
Oh, Selwood's... In the history, has to go down. Look, I love Michael Voss. Voss is the ultimate captain for me. He led by example with a hard ball. Selwood's right up there.
He is definitely right up there. I mean, and he's a kid who went number 7 in the draft because they also the first 6 teams said he had dodgy knees.
They did, yeah.
Still going
strong.
Yep.
So they're top 4.
Top 4.
Lock them in.
Yeah, lock them in.
The Giants have kind of struggled this year, but they're still second on the ladder.
When do you win premierships?
Yeah.
You don't win in June.
No, you don't. I think if GWS don't win it this year, they might not win one.
Big call. Huge call.
That's a huge call, but if they lose a few players...
They lose Hopper, they lose Kelly. And I still... the Colonel, the Patton.
Yeah.
Is he going to be a giant next year? You might be right. Because I don't see how they can fit all those...
They can't. Simply, they can't.
Mumford, and then you've got Lobb who cuts Mumford out, but Lobb plays down forward and he's a gun down forward.
Yes.
And then you've got Cameron and Patton. It's just getting a little congested there. So whether a Patton or someone looks for an opportunity elsewhere, but then the game Patton played on Friday night was just amazing.
Yeah, it was.
And he's a clutch player. Look at the games that the Giants have won this year, the big games, and... The rivalry game for them is against the Bulldogs. They've beaten them twice.
Yep.
It was Patton's goal in that first game from 55 out on the boundary.
Oh, what a goal, yeah.
You know, and those kind of things. That's why I'm a massive rap for him.
Come back through what he's been through as well.
Absolutely. A couple of knee rehabs.
Yep.
Stevie J, you know, he's finishing up as well. Look, you might be right. And Heath Shaw, he's another one that... I'm starting to love Heath Shaw. I hated him at Collingwood, but I like him now because he provides so much for that team.
He does, yeah.
He's getting older.
Yeah, they are. And look, if they lose Kelly and Hopper, Kelly would be a massive loss to them.
Yep.
And yep. We've heard rumours that what's-your-name's going to go as well, Devin Smith.
Devin Smith doesn't look like he'll be there next year. The only one that seems to have always stuck by them is Dylan Scheel out of that group.
What a gun, Dylan Scheel. Dylan Scheel reminds me of a left-footed Judd. He's 100...
He's got that gait too as he runs.
He has. He's like a bull.
Yep, and the shoulders seem to be just so still. Yeah, similar to Judd. I see that. And he's a dead-set gun. But, yeah, maybe if they don't win this year, maybe they might struggle. But I think they're every chance. The only problem I see is when we get to September, where they finish... I think it's going to really hurt them. I almost think the Giants are better off finishing outside the top, which they won't, but they could be in for a world of hurt with their draw in the finals.
Okay, round 22, they got the Eagles at home. If they win that, though, they pretty much sew up top two.
Well, do they?
Well, what's
I don't have them finishing top two.
So you got the Cats beating Collingwood?
I got the Cats beating them in the last round.
Ooh, okay. Well, yeah, it'll come down to that game.
It'll come down to that, and we could well be in a situation where they have to go to Skilk Stadium 2 weeks in a row or two games in a row.
Jeez, that would hurt them.
Yeah, that's where the new final system, the bye and everything that goes with it. Last year we had Bulldogs. This year I think the team that could benefit the most out of the bye is Geelong.
Well, it will, with Selwood out. That gives him that extra week to get back.
Yeah, and Dangerfield's been carrying injuries, there's no doubt about that.
Yep.
A week off for those guys will freshen them up.
They could do it. Geelong could be their last chance too. Aging. Mackie won't be there, I don't think, next season.
Harry Taylor.
Yeah, Harry Taylor. They've been stalwarts of the club and legends of the club, but they can't last forever.
They can't. What about Hawkins?
Yeah, he's been in. Is he carrying a back still or not?
No. He carries the weight of the forward line on his shoulders,
isn't he? He does. And when he doesn't do much, they're in trouble. Motlop played a good game yesterday, though.
Motlop. Yeah, he's another one. Will he be there, though?
He probably won't be there next season, though.
They've said that three or four times.
They have said it, yeah.
Mobbock could be one of those guys that just chops his men around and always is prepared to sign up to long.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, he might be just looking for a few extra dollars. But, yeah, look, I don't know. I think the Giants, they obviously finished top one. They're obviously a very talented bunch of players. But, you know, do they keep them together? You know, they lose Kelly at the end of this season. There's no doubt they get a... If it's North Melbourne, I think it's North Melbourne or Carlton Kelly goes to.
They'll get another early pick.
Number one or number two pick, or number three, one of the top three picks. And that's been the way that they've regenerated themselves. Because we haven't seen the best of, or we haven't seen, when I say the best, I think he's 18, Tim Taranto.
Correct.
They're absolutely done. There's a reason that they wanted to go up the draft order last year, and that was to get Taranto.
Yeah.
There was no hesitation from GWS. They knew McGrath was going number one. McCluggage was touted as the next best player. They didn't even hesitate. They went straight for Toronto.
Yeah, true.
Might have to just wait and see, I think, for them.
All right. The last team we're going to talk...
What about Dustin?
Well...
You never know. So the Dodge could...
I reckon Hawthorn's going to take Dustin. It's going to cause a shit stir.
We've talked about this, mate. It was a massive shit.
It's like if Sydney picked him up as well, you'd see everyone.
Look, if Sydney or the Giants get him, I tell you now, I'm going to never watch AFL between the months of October and February again.
Okay.
I'll just give it up.
Adelaide Crows, been the top of the ladder pretty much the whole season.
Yeah, I think they learned a lot from last year, don't you? Just finishing on the top last year and... Well, they could have finished on top and they didn't. So
true.
I think they'll do everything they can to finish top this year.
Very strong side.
Yeah, they are, but I think they're a good example of a team that has all the right pieces in the right places.
Yeah.
You've got Rory Sloane in the midfield. Yeah, he's a dead set gun. You tag him, though, he goes. Like, he is a taggable player.
Yep.
They've got Tex up one end. They've got Lever and McGovern down the other.
Eddie Betts
is a gun. He's a different player. The goal assist that he had on yesterday where he tapped the ball over the head of the
other. Yeah.
It looked stupid. It was awesome. But they do that. Their midfield is not spectacular. It's solid, and they do the job, and I think that's why they're premiership favourites, and they'll go pretty darn close.
So they're going to definitely finish top of the ladder by all accounts.
Yeah.
They'll end up playing, you know, two home finals.
Yeah. Yep.
It's premiership theirs to lose, pretty much.
Yeah, it is.
It's in their hands. They've got two home finals. Their list isn't... There's not too many players out.
That's healthy. But I think with the Crows, it simply comes down to who they play in the last game of September. I think they... Two home finals, they win them. But who do they play? and if they've got to play, if they can play against a Richmond.
If they play Richmond first round, they'll get a prelim. They'll go straight through.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm talking about the grand final, though.
Okay.
Once they get to the grand final, they're going to play Melbourne at the MCG on grand final day.
Yep.
And if they play Richmond, I think they're okay. I think they'll still have everything there. But if they've got to come up against a Geelong in Melbourne, then we've got, well, they'll have a ripper at the grand final.
Yep.
So I can't see them playing the Giants. The way I've got it, yeah, I can't see them playing the Giants, which would be in a massive game, but I just can't see it happening.
All right, so let's get into the nitty gritty here of when. What do you see as the grand final?
My grand final, and I'm basing it on the fact I don't believe Selwood can make it back.
Yep.
I don't think he plays again this year. Without Selwood, I've got Richmond playing Adelaide in the grand final, and that's based on the fact that I've got Adelaide finishing top, Geelong second, GWS third, Richmond fourth.
Yep.
And the Swans fifth. The rest of them are insignificant. Port, Essendon, Melbourne, and Zorda, I've got them, but I don't think they make much difference there. And that's where I think Giants are absolutely screwed, because they'll play Geelong in round one at Skilled Stadium. That game will be given to them at Skilled. There's no doubt at all.
Oh, if it's against the Giants, it will, yep.
Yep, which I think Geelong win that game. Adelaide play Richmond in Adelaide, so Adelaide will win that game.
Yep.
And then Giants will go for a home game in round two, which they'll be given at the home ground, and they'll win that. And their prize for winning a second round game will be a trip to Adelaide.
Yeah, exactly.
And I think that will be just a bridge too far. That's why I don't have the Giants making the grand final, even though they were a pre-season pick, and I chucked a few lazy dollars on them at the start of the season, but I won't be using that to buy a membership redemption, that's for sure.
I've got Adelaide Crows playing the Swans. I've got the fairy tale happening. I have got the fairy tale. It'll be a story that in 100 years people will talk about. The Swans started 0-6. I think the bye helps them as well.
I was going to say the bye probably helps them, because the old legs will get a bit of a break. And I guess that's why I've actually written them off.
Yep.
I keep thinking you can't be up for this long.
That's where the bye, the help doggies, I think it'll help the Swans.
Yep.
Once again, they're back to full strength.
Yeah, not much missing, is there?
Nah, just at the right time they're coming. There you go.
So the depth is there. So the Swans and Adelaide, who do you have winning the grand final?
I've got the Swans winning the flag.
You've got the Swans winning the flag from 0-6.
From 0-6, fairy tale story, Leicester City style, Federer Wimbledon style. I've got them winning.
The mojo kiss of death is on the Swans.
I think they're going to do it.
Mate, it would be a great trend. I'll be wrapped to be at the MCG on grand final today, if that's the case.
It's the last hurrah for McVeigh.
Yep.
And probably a few other blokes.
There'd be a happy bloke up in Sydney that you and I both know.
Yeah.
The barbecue the next day.
It'd be the party bus at the barbecue the next day.
Party bus will unload its doors.
Oh, he might not make it.
Oh, I reckon he would. He's a level-headed fellow. I reckon he might make it. Geez, I'll tell you what. Imagine a Sydney and Crows Grand Final. We might have a few extra at the barbecue that day.
Wow. Exactly.
And a few legends of the page too. Mr. Shane Bradfield, he's every time
he's booked his tickets already.
Yeah, he's booked his tickets. And I reckon bad boy Benny McLean.
He'll be there, yeah. Ben McLean probably will turn up as well.
Tickets to the game. I reckon he'd come over and watch it from the car park.
He would, he's an enthusiastic Adelaide man.
And then, who's the other one? Chris Stewart.
Chris Stewart's an Adelaide man as well.
He's just a few around. You can't hide away from those blokes.
Passionate.
Podcast,
we've
made a call out to those blokes. If your team's in the
grand final, make sure you turn up. Get your ass to the MCG and then the
barbecue the next day. Do not turn up because your team didn't win.
Exactly. Don't drown. You drown your sorrows, you drown them at the barbecue.
That's right. Your team made a grand final. Be proud of that, because there's 16 others that didn't.
Exactly, mate. That's the bad thing about you. I was talking about this with a mate the other day. In high school, I used to strut around. I'm a Carlton supporter. Hey, you know. Yeah, he had a strut in the 90s, early 90s. Everyone said, oh, you're up yourself. You're a Carlton supporter. Da, da, da. Now, geez, the times have changed. I took it for granted.
Yep. Well, see, I was the opposite.
You were the opposite, yes.
Fitzroy supporter. Only was a Fitzroy supporter because my old man was a Footscray supporter. So really, the family had no choice. Anyway, like, we were both stuffed.
Yeah.
And I remember walking out, so this is a difference to you, walking out of the grand final 2001, and I turned to my best mate, who's a lifeline, he was a Brisbane supporter, lifelong Brisbane supporter, and I said to him, mate, what now?
It is, isn't it? And that's a scary thing. It's funny you say that, because I was talking to my son about this as well. He was a Swans supporter when he was born, but I said, I'll disown you if you don't follow Carlton, which he changed. And so he's followed Carlton ever since, and he's never really seen it. Bar, geez, when he turned 18, we watched, on his 18th birthday, was Carlton West Coast for a spot in the prelim, and we were ripped off that day. But since that, we haven't really done much.
Richmond. No,
that wasn't long ago. 2009, I think we played the for a spot in the prelim. We beat Tigers in 13, I think it was, from 9th. But yeah, he's had a bad run, and even he said it'd be scary to see us in the having a crack at the grand final, because you've been down that long.
Yeah, look, for anyone out there that likes a good read, there's a guy named John Harms. He's a journalist.
Yep.
He wrote a book called Loose Men Everywhere, and it tells the story of being a Geelong supporter through the 70s and 80s.
Okay.
It is an amazing read, and it finishes, he wrote it in 1996, and it finishes with the 1995 Grand Final, when they lost, and his last paragraph in the book talks about, I'm kind of glad we lost, because I've still got a dream.
Yeah, and it is like that. It is like that, yeah.
When you win it, like Rangers, you're pretty happy for a little while, and then the next season starts, and you forget about it, really.
But that's the love of it, isn't it? Emotions come out. Not many things other than sport can get that out of you.
Because we've just written off 16 teams of pointless.
We have.
But come February next year, there's 18 teams on 0 wins, and we're all a chance again.
And that's the beauty of it.
And when the Swans go 0-6, and my mates, they have a crack at me every single season. 6 rounds, Brisbane's 1-5. That's generally the number.
Yes.
And I haven't written us off, mate. I don't write us off until mathematically we can't make it. I was working out the other day. I thought, how many teams need to be done on salary cap stuff?
Yeah.
Line to get in this year. And that's the beauty of the game, that you can always have that dream.
Well, see, that was our reality a few years ago when Essendon copped it.
There was a lot of irony in a team finishing 9th, beating Richmond in the final.
It is.
It was beautiful.
Well, thanks for the chat today, Rob, but now we've got to discuss a little bit about your upcoming podcast. You're going to run on the Gimco Network as well. What's your podcast going to be about?
My podcast is going to be a lot about some of that what I've been speaking about.
Yep.
Footy in the 80s, growing up before sport was complicated, before there was stats on inside 50s, pressure acts, all those kind of contested possessions, uncontested possessions. Mate, when I used to go to the footy as a kid, VFL Park, the Western Oval, Windy Hill, footy was simple. And sport was simple, so that's what it's going to be about. We're going to talk to some people about their memories of growing up in the 70s and 80s and watching footy.
Yep.
And, just a little bit about it. You know, it was a great time to follow sport. Not that today's not.
It was simpler, wasn't it?
It was just completely, you go to the game, it was just completely simple. You'd support your team. What time did you used to get to a game in those days?
Well, you'd go early. I'd want to watch the reserves.
Oh, mate, I got there for the under-19s.
Oh, there you go.
I was sad, you know, especially out of the Junction Oval. And it's funny, another legend of the Eureka Page, Andrew Shanahan, and I worked out that we sat about 30 metres away from each other, week in, week out at the Junction Oval as kids.
Well, there you go.
Because we would get there as the gates opened, 9 o'clock. I think it was 9 o'clock, 11 o'clock, and then 2 o'clock was the time for the 3 games.
Yep.
Because the under-19s played no time on, and you'd sit there for the whole day.
That's got to come back. They've got to put the resis on.
Well, Geelong tried it yesterday. I don't know if you heard about that. Geelong tried it, which was great. They had a women's game out in one of the other ovals around Skills Stadium.
Okay.
Reserves. They had their VFL team and their AFL team both out on Skills Stadium, so it is coming back. The Lions had the reserves out in the Gabba yesterday, which was something that only happens a couple times a year. Another thing I think will happen is that the VFL alliances will end, and we will have an AFL reserves competition within 3 years as well.
And that'd be good to see. I think that needs to happen.
Yeah, look, I think it will happen. I think it's a great opportunity for the AFL. They talk about fixture what the fixture will look like in years to come. What better way than trials in the reserves? If you want to have, if you want to play your zones or your conferences or whatever you want to call it,
yep.
Try it in the reserves for a couple of years. Just see how it works before you you make a massive change in the AFL.
Be a perfect platform for it.
Yep, but that's what it'll be about. And it won't be just about Aussie rules. Mate, I remember as a kid going to the NSL, the old National Soccer League games with some friends.
Beautiful, yes.
Mate, I saw some things in those days, I tell you. I used to travel out to the VFA on a Sunday. Remember when footy was played on Saturday, Steve?
Very much so.
Sunday was VFL, Sunday was VFA.
Well, you might get a Sunday Swans game when that came in.
Yeah, mate, I'm older than that.
Yeah. What was it, the one on Channel 7, the Anzac...
Yeah, Army Reserve.
Army Reserve.
Mate, we used to... My old man used to pay me out to those as well, and...
Get the boy off.
That was a day when every kid took their autograph book to a footy.
Exactly, yep.
Because you could roam around on the field, and the senior players are normally there as well.
Ah, well.
Mate, that's what it'll be about. Looking forward to putting something together.
Oh, beautiful. Well, it's been a pleasure to have you on today, Rob. I wanted to get you on from day one, so glad you took the time out to come on. Can't wait to hear your podcast, and it was good fun chatting with you today in regards to the AFL this season.
Mate, massive thanks to you. Massive thanks to Eureka. Without Eureka, I wouldn't be back in collecting, and I wouldn't have made so many absolute legendary mates that I've made off the Eureka page over the last 2.5 or 3 years that I've been on the page. So... thanks to you, thanks to Dom, thanks to Dan from the original when he started it all up, and talk to you soon.
Thank you, Rob.
Cheers, mate.
Talk to you later. And that's it for the podcast today. It was a pleasure talking to Rob Verhoeve. Had a little chat about the footy and a bit of other things. If you want to listen to this podcast, it'll be up later. Well, when you're listening to this, it'll be on Podbean. It's on the Gimco page and soon to be on iTunes. So... there's plenty of platforms to listen to it from. In the near future, we'll go back to talking about collectible cards. I'm going to be talking to people from the industry, getting involved with a few from Select. Hope to get ESP, going to get some sellers, going to get all different range of people on. That is it for today. I'll catch you on the next podcast. Thank you very much.